Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now we're going to cross once again to RTE reporter Una Kelly, who's at the public inquiry into the murders of 29 people in the Omagh bombing back in 1998. And a warning to listeners that some of the descriptions in this report could be upsetting. So Una, what have you been hearing there this morning?
Well, Claire, we've now had the commemorative statements for all but one of those who died, James Barker. That will come next week. The inquiry's moved on now to hearing the personal statements of survivors. We heard from three people who were around Market Street that day in Omagh: Adele Doherty, Valerie Hamilton and Ian Ferguson. In a statement read on behalf of Valerie Hamilton, we heard her describe about the flash and immense heat of the bomb, the smoke, the smell of burning, the screaming and the cries. She said when she got to Omagh County Hospital that day, she saw her niece lying on the bonnet of a car with a piece of metal sticking out of her back. She said that inside the hospital, the walls were lined with blood. Valerie herself had serious injuries to an eye, which required two operations, and she said she had shrapnel everywhere across her body. She says that when she recovered, she only felt safe at home, and that this continued for 5 years, where she didn't leave her own house much. She said that she struggled to work for years afterwards and her family life suffered. To this day, she said she's wary in crowds. She constantly looks for the closest exit and she has a constant fear of dying. She said she also had to take medication for anxiety caused from what she saw that day. She said, "What I saw can never be unseen." We then heard a statement from Adele Doherty, who was in the area. Now, Adele wasn't physically injured, but she was one of the first to provide first aid that day, and she gave a vivid account of the mental effects of that. A policeman had approached her and asked if she knew first aid, so they ran into Boots to grab nappies and sanitary pads, anything, she said, that would soak up the blood. She said Market Street that day was like a war zone, but a stillness that felt eerie was there. She said she knew without being told that death was evident. She described how they tended to the wounded and used doors as stretchers to transport injured children. In her statement, she said, "The sights I saw that day remain with me. Body parts, pieces of flesh, water and blood gushing down the street, casualties with clothes blown off them, walking wounded like zombies." She also said there was chaos in the hospital with blood all over the floors and the walls. She said that when she went back to work on Monday, she didn't actually know who would be there as the death toll was still rising. She said that she cried herself to sleep at night for a long time and felt unsafe in the town for years. She added that she will carry these images with her until her memory ceases to function. She said that she suffers from survivor's guilt and she has changed as a person, but she did say that she's now come to acknowledge and accept the damage that the bomb did. And we also heard from another man, Ian Ferguson, who had a dry cleaning business in the town. He spent most of the day carrying the dead and injured. He said he has suffered from depression since then. And he also said that before the bomb on Saturdays, he and other colleagues in the town used to go for a drink and talk about their working week. He said that hasn't happened since 1998, as those people aren't there anymore.
Una, thank you very much for bringing us that. It is very harrowing listening to what the survivors of the Omagh bombing have had to say to that public inquiry today. More coverage from Una Kelly on RTÉ Radio 1 on Drive Time a little later.